Speaking of games right out of the gate, Auburn and Washington in Atlanta, September the 1st. The Huskies are going to come back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium from the West Coast to play the Tigers. The last time that the Huskies were in Atlanta, it didn't go very well. They were playing Alabama. Again, just like with Alabama, this game virtually in Auburn's backyard. Mike, you know, you've got all the scenarios that look to favor Auburn, you know, basically going to be a hometown crowd. They're used to playing in Atlanta. Got tons of Auburn fans right here in Atlanta. Return a quarterback that had an outstanding year. Have probably the best defensive line in all of college football on paper right now.
Agreed.
They're favored by less than a field goal?
Yeah, Coach. First of all, let me go back to remember that Washington-Alabama game in the playoff. That game was 10-7 with about a minute to go or a few seconds to go in the half, and then Browning threw a pick six. So they played with Alabama in that game, and that leads to, you know, Washington's their rise here under Chris Peterson. And Washington does return Jake Browning. They have 17 starters coming back. Auburn, they lost Kerryon Johnson. They lost Cam Petway, Carlton Davis in the defensive backfield. But as you mentioned, that Auburn defensive front, remember, this is the same defensive front that the first time they played Georgia, they dominated. They dominated Alabama on the front line. But there's no doubt, I was surprised to see this point spread as low as it is. I thought the line was going to be anywhere from 4 to 5. And here's the interesting part. Auburn is favored by less than a field goal, and the majority of early wagers are on Auburn. But that tells me the larger wagers are on Washington, and some anticipated wagers in the future are going to be on Washington as well. I'm going to be very interested to see what this point spread does from now until game time. I think Auburn's going to compete and possibly win the SEC West just as they did last year. But they may have a non-conference loss right out of the gate because the point spread at -2.5 tells me that Auburn's going to be in for a tough game, even if it's in their backyard.